From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The battle for the Yemeni Red Sea port city Hodeidah continues, with thousands of residents fleeing the fighting between the Houthi rebel defenders and pro-government forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Anwar Gargash called on the Houthis to pull out of the city for the sake of the people. He said planning for the assault was centered around what he called the humanitarian challenge.
The port actually is working, and there are six ships today unloading, and there are more ships already queuing or registering to come in.
Dozens of civilians have reportedly been wounded in the fighting, which is centered around the city's airport. Gargash said he hopes the UN envoy, Martin Griffiths, might be able to arrange a Houthi withdrawal from the port city of Hodeidah. The Libyan Coast Guard rescued dozens of migrants Monday after their boat capsized off the North African country's coastline, but five of the migrants drowned in the transfer. Chris Kalu from Nigeria was on board the ill-fated vessel.
When we started early, the boat was okay, sun. But when we get to the blue sea, the blue part, we notice that one part of it is leaking. So that's how the drama started. Everybody was frightened, quarreling, shouting, looking for help.
Some 40,000 migrants, mostly from Africa, have made the dangerous crossing to Europe this year. Hundreds have died in the attempt. The issue of illegal immigration has had a significant impact on politics in Europe and is expected to be a top item at next week's EU summit. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has defended its enforcement of existing U.S. immigration law at the U.S.-Mexico border amid criticism over the separation of incarcerated parents from their children. President Donald Trump took aim at opposition Democrats for blocking immigration reform.
Immigration is the fault and all of the problems that we're having, because we cannot get them to sign legislation. We cannot get them even to the negotiating table.
Mr. Trump said the U.S. will not become a migrant camp or refugee holding facility. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said illegal crossings are on the rise and new laws are needed.
This entire crisis, just to be clear, is not new. It's been occurring and expanded over many decades. But currently, it is the exclusive product of loopholes in our federal immigration laws that prevent illegal immigrant minors and family members from being detained and removed to their home countries.
Democrats criticized the border enforcement. Senator Chris Coons said there is a need to control the border.
Despite the president's repeated pronouncements that somehow this is the Democrats' fault, which is not true, or that he doesn't support or like the policy of separating families, it is a policy choice.
Some congressional members of both parties have called for an end to the policy of separating families who enter the country illegally. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's coalition partners of Bavaria's Christian Social Union have given her 2 weeks to find a solution to a simmering disagreement over their migration policy. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer, who opposed to Ms. Merkel's policy, said he remains hopeful a solution can be found by the end of the month. If that doesn't happen, he said, people must be turned back at the border. The CSU has agreed to delay implementing an entry ban until after next week's EU summit. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu held a rare meeting Monday in Amman with Jordan's King Abdullah and expressed commitment to the status quo surrounding Jerusalem's holy sites. The king said the status of Jerusalem under Israeli control since 1967 must be based on the outcome of future Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Saudi Arabia sacked its head of the country's entertainment authority Monday, no reason given for the dismissal of Ahmed Al-Khatib, who served in the post just 2 years. It comes as the kingdom undergoes sweeping social and economic reform. Spain's new socialist government plans to remove the remains of dictator Francisco Franco from a mausoleum near Madrid. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the country can't afford symbols that divide Spaniards. China Tuesday lashed out at a new U.S. tariff threat over Chinese trade practices. President Trump said duties could be imposed on $200 billion of Chinese goods, to which Beijing responded, calling it blackmail. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Begin broadcast.